which the Rambam says that that we don't count as a mitzvah rutayaz, mitzvah that's a, we call it mitzvah kolela, kolim hatorah kula. And the Rambam explains very clearly that what he means by that, the Rambam means by that, is that when the Torah says something to the effect of keep the mitzvah, right, so that doesn't count as an extra mitzvah. And the basic principle, the Rambam clarifies, and the Ramban clarifies, and others as well, but certainly the Rambam and the Ramban focusing on at the moment, is basically the idea is that it doesn't add anything that additional to what we already know. In other words, it doesn't tell us any new obligation. It doesn't tell us anything beyond what, if I didn't include it on the list, I wouldn't be fulfilling by keeping everything else. So therefore, there's no point in having it as something else. It doesn't tell us anything new. That's the basic criteria. And so the Rambam gives a whole list of examples of things that he thinks are just exhortations to keep that which we already know. And the Rambam includes in this, amongst other things, kedoshim to you, which he says means keep the mitzvah, period. Okay. How the Ramban relates to that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to discuss a little bit. But the Rambam certainly feels that way. The Ramban, it should be noted, accepts this basic principle, and he quibbles about some detail here and there, but basically he doesn't fundamentally disagree. Just to give you, you know, we'll see as we go on, examples of this where the Ramban actually says this as well. And maybe really, I mean, he just explains that the Bahag is not, you know, doesn't run afoul of this when he includes Vidkadishtem, because that's a particular mitzvah going above and beyond. Okay? What I'd like to focus on today is the Ramban and the Rambam in terms of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and where that fits into this picture. And that's something that's already been discussed, but I'd like to maybe add a little bit. The Ramban, in his list of mitzvahs that the Rambam quote unquote forgot, so as the fourth of those mitzvahs, and this is on the second page in this booklet, okay, and Hashem will shortly have some more for those who need. Thank you very much. Okay, anyone need? Anyone doesn't have some? Yesterday, the same person would be yesterday. Okay. Anyone else? Thank you very much. Okay, have an extra? Anyhow, so the Ramban says mitzvah revi'it, this is again on the second page of this booklet, mitzvah revi'it, shesavinu la'reshet ha'aretz asher natan hakel yifarach v'galal la'avotenu Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov v'lo na'azva b'yad zulatenu min ha'umot o lishmama. Okay, so he says the fourth mitzvah the Rambam did not include but should be included in the Tayat is that we should take possession of Eretz Yisrael and neither allow it to be in the hands of other nations nor to allow it to be just desolate and uninhabited. V'hu amro lahem, v'rashtem et ha'aretz v'shavtem ba, ki lachem natati et ha'aretz l'reshet otav v'nechaltem et ha'aretz. V'nechpal kazeh hanyan v'mitzvah zo b'mkomot achirim. We find this mitzvah repeated in numerous times. For example, ka'amro yifarach, bo u'shu et ha'aretz ashen eshmat avotechem, u'parat otav lahem b'mitzvah zo kula b'gvuleha, ומצריה כמו שאמר ובו הר מוריד על כל שכינה ברבה בהר בשבילה ובנגב ובחוף הים וגם רן. The Torah specifically tells us what this mitzvah encompasses, what the boundaries are, etc. So yanichu mimenu makom, and the point of telling us the boundaries is to tell us that we should not leave any part, any area within those boundaries to be, as Raman says, to be either uninhabited or inhabited by other people, but rather that we should take possession of it. And ובשלוח השם אתכם מקדש פניה לימור עלו שורת הארץ אשר נתתי לכם כאשר לא עבו לעלות במאמר הזה when Bnei Israel did not go ahead and fulfill this mitzvah כתוב ותמרו את פי השם אלוקיכם ולא אמנתם לו ולא שמעתם בקולו הוראה זה שוזר שהייתה מצווה ולא ייעוד והבטחה. This indicates that this was a command rather than merely a gift, a promise, right? It's not simply saying that Hashem is saying, here, I'm giving you a wonderful, you know, opportunity. It's not just an opportunity. It's an obligation. וזוהי שהחכמים קוראים אותה מלחמת מצווה. And that's why חכמים call a war to conquer Eretz Yisrael מלחמת מצווה. Okay. Because that's the mitzvah which Milchamet Mitzvah is referring to. Shekach Amru Bigmar Sota. That's what it says in the end of Bigmar Sota. Amru Yehuda Milchamet Yoshua Lekibush Tivriya Kol Chova Milchamet David Laharvacha Tivriya Kol Rishut Lashon Tifrei Virishtav Yishavtaba Bishfut Shetirash Heshev Va'al Tishtabesh. Do not make the mistake of saying Tamar Ki HaMitzvah Zot Ki HaMitzvah B'Milchamet Shivat Ha'amim Shetavru La'abdam. Don't think this is merely the conquest of the seven nations. Shenemar hacharem tachrim, and that's not true. In Adavar came, shenas tavinu laharog amot haim bihilachamem imanu ve'imratu ashlim nashlim imahem ve'nazvein b'tnaim yiduim. Aval ha'aretz lo naniach otah biyadam v'lo biyad zulatam min ha'mot b'dor min ha'dorot. V'chein im barchu amot haim mipaneinu v'alchu lahem. ומאמרם מלחמת יהושע לקדש תבין כי מצווה הזו היא בכיבוש. Okay, it's not, it has nothing to do with the Shem'am, it has to do with the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. וכן אמרו בספרי, כל מקום שתדרו כף רגלכם בו לכם נתתיו כאשר וכולי, אמר להם כל מקום שתכבוש חוץ מן המקומות האלו הרי הוא שלכם. או רשות בידם לכבוש חוץ לארץ עד שלא יכבשו ארץ ישראל תמלומר וירשתם גויים גדולים ועצומים ואחר כך כל מקום אשר תדרוך רגלו. So in other words, that there's specifically a mitzvah of conquering this area that's defined by the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. ואמרו ואם תאמר מפני מה כיבש דוד ארם נהריים וארם סובה ואין מצוות נוהגות שם אמרו דוד עשה שלא כתורה התורה אמרה מי שתכבשו ארץ ישראל תהיו רשאים לכבוש חוץ לארץ והוא לא עשה כן הרי נסתבינו בכיבוש בכל הדורות. Okay, that's from the generation of David, not the generation of Yeshua. ואומר אני כי המצווה שהחכמים מפליגים בה והיא דירת ארץ ישראל עד אמרו שכל היוצא ממנה ודר בחוץ לארץ יהיה בעיניך כעובד עבודה זרה שנאמר כי ישוני היום מסתפק מנחלת השם לאמור לך עבוד אלוהים אחרים וזולת הפלגות גדולות שאמרו בה הכל הוא ממצוות. So all of that that the Chazal speak about living in Eretz Yisrael, that is a subcategory when it's part of mitzvat aseh hazeh שתבינו לרשת הארץ לשבת בה. אם כן היא מצוות עשה לדורות מתחייב כל יחיד ממנו, it's not just a national mitzvah but it's an individual personal mitzvah ואפילו בזמן גלות כידוע בתלמוד במקומות הרבה. Okay, and that includes the time even when we are in a period of gold. Lashon Tifrei, Maaseh Rabbi Yehuda ben Tera, Rabbi Matya ben Cheresh, Rabbi Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Natan, Shehayu Yotzim Chutz La'aretz, Hagiu L'Platya, V'Zachru Et Eretz Yisrael, V'Zachru Et Einayim, V'Zalgu Dimoteihem, V'Karu Bigdeihem, V'Karu HaMikra Hazeh, V'Yushta, V'Yashavta Ba, V'Shamartu Asot, Amru Yishiyot Eretz Yisrael, Shkula Keneged, Kol HaMitzvot, Shabbat Torah. Okay, so this is the Ramban. And so this is the Ramban's case for counting this as one of the Tariyat mitzvahs. The Ramban does not specifically tell us why he didn't count it as one of the mitzvahs. He doesn't tell us why. He just doesn't count it. Right? So the Ramban comes after the Ramban, so the Ramban did not have the opportunity to respond and tell us why he didn't include it. And there are various suggestions that are given. There's much discussion. Achronim, one of the very famous approaches that's mentioned, which I'd like to just clarify a little bit, because sometimes I think it's misunderstood, and because it's misunderstood, therefore it's rejected, is quoted in a tshuva by Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Zayin Siman Memchet, Perek Yudet. This is a small piece of it, but this is what he said. As Kir Menogel is there, Rak Masher Re'iti, B'shut Tolot Yaakov, Shaman al Mechkar al Sharambam Hishmid mi Minyan Mitzotav Mitzvah Yishu Veret Yisrael Sharabot Dibru al Kaf Aposkim Umibayar. He explained Domeh Dematu al Gam Mishmei Demaran Gon Cooks al the quote. It's also quoted in the name of Cook, this Pshat, as well as in the name of Tolot Yaakov. The following explanation: Nei Shekvar Kalal Lanu Harambam B'Shar Shim Shalom B'Shar Dalit She'ein limnot tzivuyim ha-kolulim ha-torah kula o mitzvot harbei ki ilu yomar asei kol masha tzivitikha mishum kach lo mana gam mitzvot yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'mitzvot asei b'nei shi mitzvah she'kolelet harbei mitzvot b'yachad k'mo shamru Kulan af ba'aretzim. As we're in Mevuarim b'Ramban, right, in several places, in Chur of the Rambam, Chakalsim Kufum Dalit, Ba'er al Pizet, in Yan Mamaram, Zab Ktuva Kuf Yud, Mebet, Shakal Adar, Bechut Fla'aret, Kamish Im Lo'eloha. Ba'er al Rambam, Pasak Mamar Zek, Halacha, Psuka, Bechot Melachim, Shakal Yotze, Lechut Fla'aret, Ki Ilu Oveda Vodra Zara. And therefore he says, it's not counted in the Minyan Mitzvah. Okay, so let's understand exactly what this means. The suggestion. First of all, we need to ask two questions. One question: what does it mean that because we say that mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is shkula k'nei kol mitzvah, therefore it's not included in the minyan mitzvah? What does that mean exactly? If we understand that to mean, well, we have a statement of Chazal that the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is shkul k'nei kol mitzvot. We find the same thing by Tzitzit as well. Right? And nonetheless, the mitzvah Tzitzit is included in the Tayag mitzvot. Rambam includes many mitzvot, so a number of mitzvot, about which it said that they're shkul k'nei kol mitzvot. So, one has to understand why would Yishuv Eretz Yisrael be different. I think we need to understand two things. One is, what do Chazal mean when they say that it's shkula k'nei kol mitzvot? And number two, what does it mean that, why is it that certain mitzvot would be counted and certain mitzvot wouldn't be counted despite being called shkula k'nei kol mitzvot? So first of all, I think that if you look at all the cases where Chazal say that something is shkula k'nei kol mitzvot, okay, which we're not going to go through right now, but just a regular achat, if you take all the cases where Chazal say that, and there are many such cases, and the obvious question that people ask is, well, you can't have several different mitzvot that are shkula k'nei kol mitzvot. That doesn't work, right? Because if, you know, A of the however many is shkula k'nei kol mitzvot, and then another one is shkula k'nei, how does that work exactly? So the common denominator of all the things that are shkula k'nei kol mitzvot is that they are something that are not just of local significance, but they have an impact on everything else. Okay? So Tzitzit is called Shkula K'nei Kol Mitzvah because it says that through the mitzvah of Tzitzit, you're reminded of and prompted to do all the other mitzvah. That's what means that Shkula K'nei Kol Mitzvah. And Eretz Yisrael, because it has an impact on the level of Kiyum of all of the mitzvah. As Ramban and many, many, many other Rishonim point out, Rashba and others. Tzitzit is obviously different than Yeshivat Eretz Yisrael in this sense, because and then we have to get to Ramban, why the Ramban doesn't say similarly. That's a very important question. So I think the point is as follows. I think what the Rambam would tell you, I'm sorry, I think what the Rambam would tell you is the following. Assuming that this is the reason he doesn't count it, it's hard, I can't say for sure because the Rambam doesn't address it, but assuming that the reason is along these lines, Rambam would say that since the Torah tells us that the full kiyum of any of the mitzvot is only in Eretz Yisrael, a point that's made at least a dozen times in Sefer Devarim, that being the case, if I fulfill all the Tariq mitzvot properly, I automatically am going to fulfill any of these mandates to conquer luminary sites. It's impossible otherwise. And therefore, this is really where it fits into Sharish Dalit, meaning that it doesn't tell me anything additional. It doesn't tell me anything above and beyond. Okay, it doesn't tell me anything above and beyond what I already would be fulfilling if I'm fulfilling the entirety of the Torah. It doesn't add anything to the entirety of the Torah without this. Okay? And for that reason, it's not counted. That's not true by Tzitzit. Right? Tzitzit granted school to our mitzvot in the sense that it has an impact on all the mitzvot, but it's not true that if I'm fulfilling all the other mitzvot, I'm wearing tzitzit. That's just simply not true. If I am fulfilling all the other mitzvot properly, then I am fulfilling, you know, Rishtav and Shazimbat. That's automatic. And that's why I think that's what they're getting at in terms of why the Rambam would count one and not the other. The question is, what about the Ramban? Where's the Ramban coming from? In other words, why does the Ramban, who certainly makes clear in many, many places that, in other words, if you could argue about anyone whether they would agree to this, it's the Rambam. But the Ramban for sure would say both things. He would say, number one, he would say that in order to fulfill all the mitzvot of the Torah properly, you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's for sure the Ramban says in, you know, tons of places. At the same time, the Ramban very clearly says that you don't count as a separate mitzvah something that doesn't add anything new to everything else you already have. Ramban says that very clearly, both in terms of what he doesn't argue with in Shorash Dalet, and in other places, such as for example, in Mitzvah Aseh Hey, which we're going to read Be'ez Hashem in a few moments. Okay, it's a very fascinating Ramban in its own right. So the question is, why did the Ramban count this as a separate mitzvah? What is it that is being added here? Yeah.
So I was thinking that maybe it's because maybe as far as from the Kiddush aspect, that I think I remember reading in Mishnah Torah and Malachim that the Rambam holds that the Melchamet Mitzvah to conquer the seven nations doesn't apply anymore. That already happened and no longer is applicable. While the Ramban extends the seven nations to essentially anyone that lives in Israel, and therefore there is a mitzvah of Kiddush against anyone that's inhabiting the land of Israel. So maybe he feels that this pasuk is adding that aspect of Kiddush. He refers to it as mitzvah ledorot, to conquer the people there, and seemingly the Ramban doesn't feel that way.
Right. Well, the Ramban will say that the mitzvah, I think, is saying that the mitzvah is that inside the Shiva Amim, the mitzvah is to occupy the land. I suppose one could perhaps say to the Ramban that, you know, in a case where, I guess, Nachmir might be, and this could be this simple, although I think that there's something else going on in the Ramban as well, that perhaps one could say that, you know, in principle, let's say that, you know, there's, 70% of Eretz Yisrael can accommodate, you know, like, we all have a place to live in 70% of it. So the mitzvah to occupy the other 30% anyhow. Right? That may be what the Ramban adds. Could be, and that's why it counts. Could be. Although I think that there's something else that's going on in the Ramban as well, although that could perhaps be, yeah.
I mean, could it possibly be that the Ramban feels that the mitzvah is the rope, and so therefore it should be counted, and the Ramban holds that there's only a mitzvah in the time of Yeshua, so it shouldn't be counted?
I don't I don't think that from Mishnah Torah, it doesn't seem like it's only a, you know, it's a mitzvah shah. The kibush of the Shiva Amim is mitzvah shah. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the entire mitzvah, man, you know.
No, that's not it.
So I just wanted to share one quick thing and then return back to the idea of kedushin to you. The Ramban in his Asagot on Mitzvah Asei Hei. See, I think that there's a, and whether this is the chat in the Machlok between Rambam and the Ramban about this particular mitzvah or not, is a detail. It's a question of, you know, all these arguments of silence, one could suggest many different possibilities. What I would like to do is clarify a principle which I think is true, and that I think is helpful in, you know, it's important to know whether or not the explanation for this particular mitzvah, maybe the explanation for this one as well. The Ramban in Mitzvah Hei, okay, this is the last thing in this booklet, although we have one more thing to do, says, Elavadai kol inyan hatfilah ino chovah klav. Ram holds that when the Torah says vavadatem lavdo and similar expressions based on verse Mishay Tanam, the Ramban learns that deferring, as we know, to tefilah. Okay, the Ramban says that there's a mitzvah tefilah b'chol yom, as you all know, and that wasn't original to Ramban, it was like many things that are ascribed to the Rambam as being like an original Rambam Shita. More often than not, when you have something which is a supposedly unique Rambam Shita, it very often has precedent in whom? I'm not talking about Chazal. I'm saying someone post Talmudic. Who's the person the Rambam most often is likely to okay, I mean there are a number, but I mind particularly what? To the Reb Sadyagon, okay, and especially in philosophically, and also in other areas, there are many, many things that are known as, like, you know, this unique approach of the Rambam. I mean, Mor Nevuchim is to a large degree an elaboration on Emunah B'Deyot in many ways, so many major parts of it. Rambam, really, there are many things that are known of, like lists. I have a whole list of things where, you know, people have put the unique approach to the Rambam that are in Rastag. There's a whole other discussion. There's a lot to say about that, but not for right now. Okay, anyhow, Rastagon is one of the few people that, not the only one, but one of the few people who the Rambam has really nice things to say about in his right. Okay, anyhow, so the few others, but one of the few. So the Ramban, so I'm sorry, the Rambam, as Rav Sadia going before him in his Siddur, says that tefillah is daraita. Okay, the Ramban comes and disagrees and says no, it's not true. And listen to what he has to say. Says Elavade kol inyan tefila ina chova klal. Aval hu mi midas chesed habori yitbarach aleinu sheshomea v'oneh b'chol koreinu elav. Tefila is an opportunity, not a chova, says the Ramban. Okay. V'ikara katuv, the main point of the pasuk ulavdo b'chol v'alchem mitzvat asei. He doesn't disagree that it's a mitzvah asei, but he interprets it differently. Shetiyeh kol avodatenu la'el yitbarach. Bechol levavenu, kilomar bekavana ritzuya shleima lishmo, uve'in hirhu ara. Lo shenaaseh mitzvah below kavana, or safek ulai yesh b'hem tuelet. Okay, it's an amazing Ramban. Yeah, you know, it's like really worth paying attention to this Ramban. The Ramban says the mitzvah hey, which the Rambam says mitzvah tefilas. No, there's a mitzvah that when we do the other mitzvot, that they be done with the proper kavana, with the proper kavana, say in a very broad sense. Ki inyan v'yahavta Hashem alkecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nashcha b'chol modecha. She mitzvah hi le'achov et Hashem b'chol lev v'lev v'she nistakein b'avato b'nafshenu v'mamoneinu. U'mashe d'ashu b'tzifrei u'lavdo zeh ha-talmud davach ha-zor tefila asmachtahi. Olamash mechal avodash l'mot t'ravish n'palel elab b'et ha-tzarot. V'zen inyan shekatuv v'chitavo mochama baratuchem, etc. Okay. Let's go down a little bit. Go down to the period, the second word on the line is Hinei Asiyat HaMitzvot Kulan. Hinei Asiyat HaMitzvot Kulan Kfar Ne'emru V'lakach Darshu V'alto Tavodu B'avot HaMikdash V'amu B'perish K'la'al HaPasuk Avodo B'Torato Avodo B'Mikdasho Lomar Sivat Kula Avodo B'Torato K'lomar B'Asiyat HaMitzvot Kulan Mirei She'dekra these are general mitzvot. I like Shor's Dalas. Right, they're telling us something new. Yitachen shetavo hamitzvah hazot b'cheshbon ramach mitzvot aseh. For that reason, it could be included in the 248 mitzvot. Ulam im chidesh b'kfilan v'osifo inyan ra'ui limanot then yimnu. So the Ramban says something very interesting here. He says, number one, he explains the principle of the Rambam and Shorash Dalas. He explains that what does it mean? It means that we don't count the mitzvah kolelet. It means that if it's all it tells me is, you know, what I already would be doing anyhow, there's nothing new, I don't count. But if there's some added thing, and I do count it. But what is the nature of that added thing, according to the Ramban? Right? What is characteristic of the Ramban's mitzvah hey, the way he explains it here? You can extrapolate. What's characteristic of this mitzvah hey? What kind of mitzvah is this then? Want to see the way he presents this? In other words, what I'm getting at is that the Ramban says, Eina chinami, if all I'm being told is do all the other mitzvah, and there's nothing, no added mandate, so of course we don't count that as a separate mitzvah, I agree with that, the Ramban. But what the Ramban says, and I'm not so sure the Ramban would agree with, is that if I have a mitzvah which tells me the proper way to do all the other mitzvahs, which tells me a different level of doing all the other mitzvot, then that would be counted as a separate one of the mitzvot. In other words, if I have a mitzvah to do avod in the mikdash, I have a mitzvah to learn Torah, and I have a mitzvah to do, you know, to bring the Korban Pesach, and to keep Shabbos, do this, that, and the other. But then I have a tzivui of the Torah to do the mitzvot with a proper kavana, that's a different level of doing all the other mitzvahs. That the Ramban would count as a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah hey, right? And I think that might be the pshat in terms of the idea of Eretz Yisrael as well. That the Ramban might well tell us that granted, this is a dimension of all the other mitzvahs. However, we may differ with the Ramban is that in counting doing mitzvah X, Y, and Z, but doing it on a different level, that itself may be counted as a separate mitzvah. And I think that may well be what is behind the Ramban Shita here. Okay. I want to just touch very quickly on the question of Kedoshim Tiyu points to Ramban very, very fast, for about 5 minutes, and with that conclude Shorash Revi, so we can leave Shorash, you know, be set to go to Shorash Chamishi Ezra Hashem next week. Okay? We'll possibly get to all the Shorashim, but at least we'll get through a chunk of that. Okay? Here we go. So let's now just take a quick look. So there was a suggestion or two yesterday in terms of how to approach this idea of Kedoshim to you of the Ramban. Again, the question was that the Ramban who explains Kedoshim to you, not like the Rambam, right? The Rambam says Kedoshim to you just means keep all the mitzvah. Ramban doesn't say that at all. Kedoshim to you, Davka is telling me that which is not included in all the other mitzvah. So if that's the case, how do we, so if that's the case, why doesn't he count it as a separate mitzvah? Why doesn't he take exception to what the Rambam says? When the Rambam says, Ki lo tziva lasot davar zulat ma sheyadanu, when the Rambam says that, in fact, the ein hafresh ben amro kedoshim to you, o ilu amar asu mitzvot, the Ramban does not explain it that way at all, so why doesn't he disagree with the Rambam about kedoshim to you? So, I think there were some very good suggestions yesterday that were very much on target, but I just want to show you inside. I think the Ramban himself addresses this, and I just want to show you that inside and maybe give some clarification and basis for what was mentioned yesterday. Okay, ready? Here we go, just very quickly, 5 minutes. The Ramban, at the end of this paragraph, which you have on the first page, in the middle of the page, the Ramban, after going through this long list of psukim that he would agree are mitzvot that are kololim ha-Torah kulaz, the Rambam says, and he goes through a long list and he includes in that list, surprisingly enough, kedoshim to you. He concludes with the following sentence: v'imkein ha-poresh me'achilatam, right, referring back to what he says, but the Bahag only counts, he didn't count any of these, he only counted v'kadishtem. Why? Because that refers to not eating, right? Not eating insects and the like, and therefore v'im kein haporesh me'achilatam mikayim mitzvat asei miyuchedet bahen. And I would argue that there's a key word in this sentence, which is miyuchedet. Okay, miyuchedet. And let's juxtapose that with something that the Rambam and the Ramban talks about again and again and again. Okay, the Ramban, I believe, in Vayikra Perek Yutet, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, look at carefully at how the Lashon here works together with the Lashon in Sefer Mitzvah. Okay, about five lines down, he says, Acharei Shaparat Ha'isurim Shasar Otam Legamrei V'tziva B'davar Klali Sheniyeh Perushim min sheiniyah perushim min hamotarot, etc. And he goes on to explain what that means. V'tziva b'davar klali is the antonym of mikayem mitzvot asei miyuchedet bahen. Okay, right? Everyone see that? If you look on the next page, look at how he keeps on talking about this. First line towards the end. Be'elav uvekayotze behen ba ha-mitzvah hazot ha-klalit acharei shepireit kol ha-virot shehin asurot l'gamrei ad shikaneis b'chlal zot ha-tava'ah nikiyut b'yadav and so on and so forth. Next paragraph. V'zeh derech ha-torah lifrot v'lichlol b'kayotze b'zeh. Okay, pratei adinim. And then next line. Amar b'chlal v'asita yashar v'atov. The Ramban, I think, is making the following point. I think it's a very important one. What is the nature of Kedoshim to you and of Asita Me'ashar Vatov? The entire point of Kedoshim to you and of Asita Me'ashar Vatov is the antithesis of what characterizes a mitzvah. A mitzvah means something. Mitzvah means that there is a specific mandate that I have to do, that God commands me to do X. The Ramban's understanding of Kedoshim Tiyu and Vasita Me'ashar Vatov is that the entire point of those statements by the Torah, of those instructions and guidance of the Torah, is to tell us that there is more to Torah than mitzvah. That there is such a thing as mitzvot, such a thing as halacha, where it tells me this is what I need to do, and that there is a beginning and end to my chiyuv, and I have a particular checklist and particular guides, and that's one dimension of Torah, says the Ramban. But there's also a dimension of Vasita Yashar Vatov and Kedoshim to you, which is specifically meant not to be porate, not meant to be, you know, okay, one A, one B, this way, but rather is a direction, rather is saying, this is what our, you know, what our values should be, what our goals should be, our mode of operation, and then we have to, each one of us individually, apply that, or as a nation, and to a certain degree, through mitzvot rabbanon, apply this, and there has to be more than just, you know, X, Y, and Z. There's more to Torah than just and not that Shulchan Aruch is not important, it certainly is. Not that that's not a major part of Torah. The Ramban certainly agrees to that. He says, but that's mitzvah. That's one dimension of Torah. But it's not the whole of Torah. And the whole point of Kedoshim to you, and the whole point of Vasit Me'yashar Vatov, is that it be klali, that it be unspecified, that it be general, that it be giving us a general direction rather than giving us specific instructions. But for that very reason, it couldn't be counted in the Tayag Mitzvot, because that's the very nature of these things is to be klali rather than to be prati. That's not, otherwise for sake of clarification, I want to say, that is not Shorosh Ravi. Okay? I do not mean to say, even though this is a similar word, I do not mean to say that that's Shorosh Ravi by any means. That's not what the Ramban is saying. By saying that that's part of the definition of what a mitzvah is, just like you wouldn't include, you know, many things that are part of Torah as mitzvah. You wouldn't include, you know, the, you know, narratives in the Torah as mitzvah. It's not mitzvah. Which of the, you know, sharashim does that fall under? I don't fall under any of the sharashim. No havamina that it's a mitzvah. I think the same thing is true over here, and that's really the point of the Ramban, just to clarify a little bit the ethics of Ezra Hashem. Next time, which will be next week, Ezra Hashem, probably Monday or something like that, Neder, we'll continue with Shoresh Hamishi, and from there forward. Okay, have a good day, everyone.
What about I understand the way that we were answering that the Rambam didn't count it. Do you think for the Rambam that it's something that being an Eretz Yisrael in terms of being an Eretz Yisrael?